Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Wilma Snow from Roosevelt Theaters, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things, but the main reason we're bringing Wilma on is because recently at the Eastern Utah Economic Summit, Roosevelt Theaters was named the Business of the Year, so we wanted to come on and kind of congratulate them and talk about business success and kind of how they got started. So, Wilma, thank you for taking the time to come talk with us.
Oh, I am glad. Thank you, Aiden, for having me on Castle Country Radio. I feel really excited to be talking to your area.
And we're excited to be hearing from you. So something we were talking about a little before we came on air was you and your husband, Richard, are all actually both from the Emory County area.
Yes, we are. I was raised as Wilma Johansson. I'm from Elmo, Utah. And I graduated from Emory County High School, and I actually attended the college in Price when it was CEU and got a degree there, then went on to get other degrees. My husband was Richard Snow from Orangeville, and he was drafted into the Vietnam War, so we've lived all over the world, but we were excited to be moving back to rural Utah when we decided to start a business.
And then let's kind of talk about the origin of your business, Roosevelt Theaters. So when did you first open Roosevelt Theaters?
The Roosevelt Theaters have been open, particularly the Uinta Theater, for 150 years. I wasn't born then, maybe a little bit later. but we bought an existing business because entertainment and movie theaters has always been a very important of rural part of Utah. People need to relax and, you know, have a little bit of stress. But we have owned the business for 26 years, and we were excited about it, and we really like it, especially find the drive-in very fun.
And yeah, you guys operate three theaters down there. You have the Roosevelt Twin, the Uinta Theater, and the Echo Drive-In, which you just kind of mentioned. And like you said, it's really nice for rural communities to have these movie theaters and access to entertainment to kind of help relax, because rural Utahns, they're some of the hardest working people out there, so they deserve to take a break and relax. And you guys are a major part of them being able to do that. So I guess my next question would be, what's your favorite part of running these theaters?
The favorite part is the people, the customers, and the young people that I hire. When you have a business in a rural area, you get to know the people, and the people get to know you. And you become a part of their lives. And I hire a lot of teenagers to help me, you know, with the candy counters. And I like to train them so that they can go on to do other jobs. And it's really fun to see them, how they learn, and encourage them so that they can go on to, you know, be bigger and better.
And then when you were getting presented the award by Congressman John Curtis, one of the things he mentioned is that you guys actually have a GPA requirement for your workers so that they're also focusing on school and not just the job or other outside activities. And I just think that's really cool for a business to have.
I really enforce that. If their grades drop, I don't fire them. I take them off of the schedule until they can get it up. And when they see they're losing their little paycheck, those grades come up very fast.
I think it's good that you're helping these kids prioritize their education, because it's something that is really important when you're trying to get to those next steps of your life. So I commend you guys for that. Now, let's talk about a little bit more about the Business of the Year. What did it mean to you and your husband to be able to receive the Business of the Year award?
We were extremely honored and, you know, full of gratitude to receive this. We feel that any time a business can operate in a rural Utah, everybody deserves an award. But we felt that it was really important. It was important to us. We were honored, and the fact that Congressman John Curtis presented us with a flag, Richard being retired military, that really meant a lot to him. It is also important that Utah State University Eastern sponsors this because it is a way for small businesses to get information and to network so that we don't feel like we're just out here all alone.
And you've kind of touched on it a little throughout this interview, the challenges that kind of come along with operating a business in rural Utah. But if there are any young entrepreneurs out there listening, what advice would you have for them?
I would tell them to, you know, get a business plan, evaluate, and then go. Don't hesitate, because there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of chances to grow in rural Utah. We need big franchises, and we can all go on the internet, but we don't want to wait 3 days to get a gallon of milk. We want it now. So there is always a need for businesses in small areas, and it's we need to get those so that we can be self-sufficient and to, you know, keep, you know, survive. You can't get everything from someplace else.
Well, Wilma, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yes. Enjoy your day, and if you think you want to start a business, do it. Don't hesitate.
Well, Wilma, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Wilma Snow, owner and operator of Roosevelt Theaters, which includes the Roosevelt Twin, the Uinta Theater, and the Echo Drive-In. And we were talking about their recent award-winning Business of the Year at the Eastern Utah Economic Summit. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.